Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us as the month of March is here, and that means outdoor soccer is starting in the U.S. Indoor soccer is going into the playoffs, and all the big matches are happening all over the world. We'll talk about that on tonight's show as we always touch on every aspect of the sport we love. At 7 o'clock, we'll be talking Lancers playoff soccer with the Offensive Player of the Year named for the Lancers, Joey Tavernisi, and he certainly had a great match yesterday, 4 goals and 2 assists as the Lancers played the Baltimore Blast even the whole way, losing in a tough 25-23 decision. And Syracuse comes to town on Thursday night in the first game of the MASL playoffs at the Blue Cross Arena. Get your tickets, 872-KICK. Dick Howard will be on with all the latest international soccer news, and Michael Lewis will give his thoughts on the start of the 2015 MLS season. Yes, it starts this weekend. It doesn't look like it outside, but it's going to be starting this weekend with a whole slew of games. We'll talk about that with Michael. Let's go now to the Italian American Sport Club, the first place of soccer in Rochester, and our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. Coming to you from the Italian American Sports Club, where soccer was born, and I like that soccer was born, actually, a professional on the professional level. And believe me, it's cold in here, and it's one of those things that where you're trying to stay warm and wish that the spring is here. And soccer, it's pretty soon soccer is going to be played on the grass instead of playing indoors. So I'm looking forward to this month, like you said, because I guess the Rhinos gonna start playing this month sometime, right?
They're going to start on Friday night. Yes, it's true. We'll talk about that in a second. But Joe, we got to talk about the Lancers, because that game yesterday was just absolutely incredible for very many reasons. First off, let's just say congratulations to the Lancers front office, the Lancer fans. They had the largest crowd of the season for the entire Major Arena Soccer League. 10,215 fans packed the Blue Cross Arena to see one of the most exciting matches the Lancers, I think, have ever played. It was just back and forth, twists and turns, drama, excitement, some fisticuffs, a little bit of fisticuffs on the field as well. Lancers came that close to beating Baltimore for the first time, but it's going to be even more intense this Thursday when Syracuse comes to town for the playoffs, the two biggest rivals in the league. It's going to be great.
It's really going to be one of the games that you must see. The rivalry between Syracuse and Rochester, it's always been, you know, right from the beginning. So the playoffs is going to be, again, you know, intense playing and maybe a little bit of fisticuffs as well, because the game, you know, the game is just so intense, and the players are so willing to make the ultimate sacrifice in order to achieve a victory. So I'm looking forward to Thursday. I'm looking forward to Sunday event in Syracuse. So So I think that the soccer fans that love indoor soccer, they need to go to the Blue Coast Arena and partake in this game that is going to determine who's going to advance. So certainly, the four that is waiting for them is not an easy one because you know they are proven winners. But, you know, the ball is run and anything can happen, especially in a playoffs situation.
That's right. And speaking of playoffs, Joe, the Rochester Lancers have brought back the old Lancer Mania moniker that the team used back in the 1977 NASL playoffs when the Lancers beat St. Louis in Toronto to face the Cosmos in front of 20,000 fans at Hollander Stadium. They've brought back the Lancer Mania moniker, Lancer Mania shirts. You can get them at ourlancers.com. For all the 10,000 people who are there, again, thank you. All of you better be there Thursday. You saw what that match we had against Baltimore. The match against Syracuse is going to be even more intense, more exciting, because it's the playoffs and it's the local rivalry. So pack the arena. Beat the 10,215. That's got to be the goal. Pack the house because the Lancers need to win that game so they have the advantage going into Syracuse. So, again, it's Thursday night, 7 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena. Get there early because the parking was difficult because when I got there, it was about 20 after 3, and the lots are already getting full. So get there early. Go right after work. And then Friday night, bundle up because the Rochester Rhinos will kick off the preseason, if you can believe it, this coming Friday night. The game has been moved, however, from Salem Stadium for obvious reasons, about 2 tons of snow on the ground. It's going to be held at Roberts Wesleyan, where the Lancers the Rhinos have played their preseason in the past. So there'll be 2 games this coming weekend. The first game will be Friday night at 6 p.m., so bundle up and keep warm. It's against Niagara. And then Sunday afternoon, they'll play against the University of Buffalo. So go to Rochester or rhinosoccer.com and get all the details. But it still says there that the game's at Salem Stadium. Obviously, can't be because of the weather. But it's the first chance to see the Lancers or Rhinos in action this season.
Well, let's just hope that, you know, the God will be good to the Rhinos. And there'd be no snow, and then the sun will shine a little bit and warm up the heart of the soccer fans to brave the weather and go to John Wesleyan College to watch the preseason game of the Rhinos. And then, of course, you know, you need to go to watch the Lancers as well. But I just want to extend my congratulations to the Lancer organization, Sam and Doug and the players and everybody that's been involved in having a successful season. I think that the record speaks for itself, and the attendance speaks for itself, and the interest that they've shown, and all the things that they're doing to revive, all the things that are dear to my heart, the Lancer history, you know, the Lancer mania, all the things that meant something to a lot of people in Rochester.
I'm sure many people out there listening to this show remember the original Lancer Mania in 1977, and I don't think you have to do Operation Squeeze because it's all reserved seating at the Blue Cross Arena, but the goal is to pack the place, make it a fortress for the Lancers and Thursday night as they take on the Syracuse Silver Knights. And Joe, I got to ask you, the other big news that happened recently, Pat Onstad, nominated for the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. How about that?
Well, let me tell you, Pat Onstad was a classy goalkeeper, one of the best goalkeepers in MLS, one of the best goalkeepers in the U.S. USL, and certainly one of the best goalkeepers that wore the Rhinos uniform. He was a gentleman. He was very, very good. He was a professional in every sense of the word, much like Dick Howard. I can compare the demeanor of Dick Howard and the demeanor of Pat Onstad to be one and the same, because they portray professionalism in everything that they do.
That's right. And, of course, they're both Canadian as well. And, Pat, if he does get selected, would be only the third Canadian in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. The other two, Joe, you're very familiar with. Bruce Wilson, who played 11 years in the North American Soccer League and was the captain of the Canadian national team. And Bob Leonarduzzi, who spent his entire career with the Vancouver Whitecaps and both also coached the Canadian national team. So that'd be quite a trio of Canadians if Pat does get selected, and with all the wins and trophies and championships that he won, I think he's got a good chance.
Well, let's hope that everything goes according to plan, and the Pat is going to be awarded all that there is to be awarded to a classy guy and a good soccer player.
And Pat right now is the assistant coach of the Columbus Crew, so if you want to follow the Columbus Crew, another reason to follow the Crew this year will be to, I guess, cheer on Pat Onstad and the Crew. And who knows, we might see them in the U.S. Open Cup this year. You never know. And by the way, Pat Onstad and his countryman Hector Marinaro were selected for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary alumni game, which will be June 27th on Hall of Fame night at the stadium as the honor of the 20th anniversary of the Rochester Rhinos. So we'll see if Pat can make it. I believe that the Columbus Crew play on the road that night, so it might be difficult, but Pat was selected. We're hoping that Pat will be on our show very soon to talk about the honor of being nominated for the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame and also his job with the Columbus Crew. So it's
certainly we hope that he can make it. And congratulations to Hector Marinaro, another classy act. I mean, a great player. Just like Andrew, all the people that wore the uniform of Rochester team that are people that distinguish themselves in soccer in many ways and continue to do so.
You also don't want to forget about the Western New York Flash. The big news from the Flash, a familiar name is coming back to the team. Tony Presley has been acquired by the Flash, sending the rights to Estelle Johnson, who didn't want to come back to Western New York, so her loss. Tony Presley scored that incredible goal in the 96th minute, about in 2012, that let the Flash get to extra time against the Chicago Red Stars in the WPSL championship game. And she played with the Washington Spirit last year, so she'll be coming back. And the other big news for the Flash, Joe, is that every successful soccer team at this level seems to have a mascot, and the Flash are going to have a mascot. They just announced it today, and no surprise, it's going to be a hot dog. And I'm not talking about an actual hot dog. I'm talking about a dachshund, who are also known as wiener dogs.
And it remains to be seen what it looks like.
It's very cute. It'll be a lot of fun for the dachshunds are very popular. Rochester has a dachshund parade. It's going to be May 9th this year. They have 200-300 dachshunds at Washington Square Park that parade around in all sorts of costumes, and it's a tremendous lot of fun, and it'll be good for the kids because I think it'll be nice for the Flash to have their own mascot. It's what do you make a Flash is a difficult thing to have a mascot for, but a dachshund is the perfect mascot. And they're having a naming contest, so if you want to try to name the mascot, you could do that. You go to WNYFlash.com, and the forum closes this coming Sunday, so you want to do it right away. And Steve, you're coming with a unique name for the dachshund, the Flash mascot for 2015.
There is another news that I like. Bernie Ecovangelo is organized a welcome home dinner for the Rhinos and the Flash. The date will be announced soon, and the venue also. So just like to have the soccer fans listen to our show for the dates and the venues to be announced.
Probably sometime in April, because that's the Rhinos open the home season April 26th against Red Bulls 2, and the Flash open up on May 2nd against the Boston Breakers. So, Joe, I think you got to go to your meeting, and we have to get to our first break. So we appreciate you being on the show as always.
All Thank you, Andrew, and I'll talk to you soon. And,
bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Joe Sirianni here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We come back. Dick Howard with the International Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
My name is Sadie. Hi. My name is My name is what? My name is Sadie. Hi. My name is My name is My name is Sadie. Hi. My name is My name is My name is Sadie.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos open the preseason for their 20th anniversary season this Friday night against Niagara University at 6 p.m. and then play Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. against the University of Buffalo. Due to the snow, both matches will be held at Roberts Wesleyan College and admission is free. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the New York Red Bulls 2 starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos legend match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers kick off their first round of MASL playoff series against arch rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Be there in person to cheer your Lancers as they look for their first ever playoff win. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. The Lancers travel down the thruway to face Syracuse in Game 2 of their playoff series on Sunday afternoon. Noon at 4 p.m. Come support your Rochester Lancers as they make their first steps to taking home the MASL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. 30 locations around the Rochester area, but you just have to remember one number, 234-5555. or you can go to salvatores.com. And, of course, don't forget Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips for all of the my fellow Catholics out there. Every Friday, you know, you got to have fish. Best place to go is Arthur Treacher's. There's six locations in the, inside the Salvatore's in various places around Rochester. Go to salvatores.com to know exactly which locations have the Arthur Treacher's, and you can get your fish and chips the best in town. Dick, how's it going tonight?
Good, and I love my fish and chips, Andrew.
Oh, so do I. I'm going to have that on Friday night after the Rochester Rhinos preseason opener in 25-degree weather. just like in England.
It's such a tradition. And my one by memory, I was at the European Championships in 96, and I was in Nottingham. And my everlasting memory of that game is not the game itself, but seeing 100 fans all dressed up in the Croatian national team jerseys eating their fish and chips at a fish and chip shop. They were celebrating a victory over Denmark, I think it was, in that game. But everybody, obviously in the UK, loved their fish and chips.
Yeah, well, I love it too. Just can't have it too often. You got to watch the calories. But
exactly.
Big game today, and Joe, I guess, wasn't happy, but, you know, I think looking back
fair
on
result.
It, 1-1 away from home in the Olympic Stadium, the top two teams in the league. I mean, Juventus had the chance. They were up by a man and up a goal, but they gave up a goal in the 70th minute, but still, that keeps them 9 points up, and it's over. I mean, Roma
excellent
had
goals
that
as well, and they, you know, Carlos Tevez, fabulous strike, and Keita, I thought his header was superb at the back post, but Juve, they missed, obviously, Pirlo and Pogba. You know, they needed that kind of player in midfield, but it was a real battle, wasn't it? What, 10 yellows, one red. Officiating, I don't know if Joe would agree with me on this, I was very impressed with Daniele Orsato. I thought he did an excellent job in a difficult game. You know, a lot at stake, and he came through, I thought, in flying colours.
But Roma needed the 3 points to cut the gap, and Juventus has lost one game all season. You can't think they're going to lose three
no,
games
they,
down the street.
No, it's I think the Scudetto is there for the taking. But today was a good opportunity for Roma. Disappointing first half. It took a little bit more life in the second half, and as I say, we had a little bit more attacking play. There's a lot of niggling fouls and things because they know each other so well, don't they? Whether they're national team players or they've played against each other so many times. I'd love to affix a microphone to some of the players because I saw the trash talk that would go on between them on the field.
That's for sure. But you got to give Juventus a lot of credit. You know, it wasn't pretty, but they got the job done. Kind of like my boys did when they played Manchester City. Everybody panned Mourinho for not playing a negative game, but, you know, they got a draw.
Just get the result. That's the bottom line. You get paid for the results, not for the artistic performances.
And, you know, looking back on it now with the struggles that City has had, losing to Hull and now losing to Liverpool, you know, Chelsea, they're in the driver. Even though Eden Hazard said that the EPL title is not in the bag yet today, it's almost in the bag. I mean, I just can't see against Chelsea.
I wouldn't disagree. He'll have them focused. He allowed them, Mourinho allowed them 20, 30 minutes to celebrate, and then they had to get thinking about the game coming up midweek against West Ham, which will not be an easy game.
Of course not. Any London derby is difficult, and West Ham certainly was one of the most passionate fan bases. But you gotta give Chelsea a lot of credit though on and just speaking, you know, not as necessarily as a fan, but they just completely dominated that League Cup final. It wasn't even close. I mean, Tottenham for
two scrappy
reason,
goals, but as you rightly mentioned, they were always in control, and you never thought they were going to lose the game, but. John Terry just amazes me, doesn't he? He always pops up. You've got, you know, players like a John Terry popping up and scoring goals. Ivanovic has been brilliant. The unlikely scorers come through, but at the end of a game like that, the experience of a John Terry and company, it came through loud and clear.
Certainly did. And not a good day for Everton, though. Arsenal is really coming. You know, City might have to watch out. They might have a problem holding on to second place the way Arsenal's starting to round into form right now, even though they had that terrible result against Monaco. They seem to have righted the ship.
They bounced back well, didn't they? They were fully deserving of the win over an Everton team that's lacking a little bit of confidence. And looking at the points totals, only 6 wins in this season, a lot of ties, but it's not been a good season for Everton. I think defensively there's been errors made and they haven't been able to put the ball in the back of the net as frequently as they had in previous seasons.
Everton has to go to Stoke on Wednesday. All the fixtures are on Wednesday, except for one. For some reason, Spurs have a match on Saturday, but the fixtures are on Wednesday because of the FA Cup quarterfinals, and that's certainly going to be very exciting, as it always is. And I think everyone's going to be watching Bradford City. Can the Bantams somehow find a way to get to Wembley? They think they've got a chance. They're playing at home against a Reading team that, not necessarily the best team in England, certainly, in the championship.
It wouldn't be a surprise, would it, if Bradford City came through on that one. I think then you've got the Midlands derby. Aston Villa and West Brom will be sick to death of seeing each other because of, in the league and the cup. But West Brom could well have the edge. They're playing with a lot more confidence over an Aston Villa team that just can't buy goals, can they? They've been very weak that way. And then you've got two teams that are very familiar with getting to Wembley in the FA Cup finals. Liverpool should have the edge over Blackburn. And the game, obviously, the quarterfinals is the Manchester United-Arsenal game. And that could be a good one. It could be close. People are saying, well, Manchester United shouldn't have too much problem. But as we saw with Arsenal in that game against Everton, if you're given time and space, they will destroy you. And it will not be an easy game, but I think it's going to be a real exciting game to watch, and that is on Monday, isn't it?
Monday afternoon, and it's going to be at 3:45 because the daylight savings time kicks in the United States on Sunday, so be sure to set your clocks ahead. That means that England will be only 4 hours ahead of the United States, so get out of work a little early and head to your favorite establishment. That's going to be, anytime those two teams face each other, it's exciting, and especially Old Trafford will be packed to the rafters, and it means a lot because the winner goes to Wembley for the semifinals of the of the FA Cup.
Yeah, but we saw some good games. Did you see the Real Madrid Villarreal game?
1-1. How about that?
What a great game, and superb goaltending. I was really impressed with Sergio Arsenio and Iker Casillas. 11 saves between the two of them, many of the spectacular variety. And that's going to be a close one, isn't it? Barcelona winning, 2 points separating them, similar goal differences. March 22nd, they play at the Camp Nou. That's going to go right down to the wire, La Liga.
That's about the only league that is going down to the wire. All the rest of the leagues are
pretty
much...
It's a good point, Andy. Yeah, you look at the other leagues. In France, it's a little bit interesting. PSG not as dominant as we thought they would be, and Lyon and Marseille are giving them a run for their money. But, it's going to be close. But the one I'm looking forward to is the game tomorrow with Montreal-Pachuca. Wow. In the CONCACAF Champions League.
How about you
great result in Mexico last week. I thought when they went up 2-0, they could get a real upset if they could maintain that. But unfortunately, Pachuca came back with 2 unanswered goals. But it's still a great performance. And they reckon that there could be close to 50,000 in the Olympic Stadium for the game tomorrow night, 8 p.m. kickoff. They've sold 10,000 tickets, Andrew, the last week, and I was there when they beat Santos Laguna in front of 50,000 plus, and it's a fabulous atmosphere when the Olympic Stadium is filled to the gunnels. It's going to be an interesting one.
If I was Montreal, I'd make sure there was no heat in that stadium whatsoever. I'd make it as cold as possible because Mexican teams do not like to play in cold weather. And Montreal, even though they're not fancied, with the terrible year they had last year at MLS, all they need is a draw.
They prepared well. They were in Mexico for 2 weeks prior to. They took their own chef down and really prepared well. And Klopp would be unhappy that they gave up a 2-goal lead, but it was still It's the first Canadian team to earn a result on Mexican soil in the knockout phases, so that's still to their credit. And if they can play as well tomorrow, they could well go through. And then, of course, you've got the other two Canadian teams in MLS clash in Vancouver at the end of the week. TFC's opening game against the Whitecaps. So we'll see how that goes. But
I watched
it's going to be
video.
A difficult time because they've got 7 away games before their home opener on May the 10th, and that's going to be very tough. And you know what it's like with the Rhinos, you know, playing a lot of games on the road before coming back to Rochester.
That's absolutely true. And I've watched some highlights of the TFC playing the Costa Rican under-23s, and Sebastian Giovinco, what a goal he scored. Boy, if he plays like that, the BMO Field is going to be rocking because he
two volley goals, really tremendous, by Altidore and Giovinco. And Benoit Cheroux looked good, French player coming from Ligue 1, very experienced, and he's going to really complement Michael Bradley in midfield. So expectations are high. It hasn't been too good at training camp and exhibition games for TFC, but that doesn't count for anything. It's the games, obviously, with the season starting, that's where it all counts.
That's right. Montreal opens up at DC United on Saturday as well. But all eyes will be on the Olympic Stadium, and the game will be televised. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's great to see in the United States and Canada an international type atmosphere like you see in Seattle, like you see in Portland, and certainly in Montreal. It's going to be Canadian pride on the line. If they could get a result against Pachuca, it's going to make headlines all over North America because Pachuca is one of the best teams in Mexico, and it would be a shocker if Montreal goes past them. But they have the advantage. Now they just need to.
And you're quite right. I think it's cold, miserable weather in Montreal, so that won't be received very well by the Mexican team. And there's no reason why they can't get a result. It's one of those games, I think, where the team scoring that first goal will set the pace. But Montreal are a much improved team from last season. I think there's just two players surviving from the closing games of last season. So there's no reason why they can't advance to the next round with a good performance and a good win against their Mexican rivals.
It'll be on Fox Sports 2 starting at 8 p.m. from the Olympic Stadium. And, of course, we don't forget D.C. United, but they got pounded by Alan Owasi 5-2. They're pretty much done. But hope Montreal will be carrying the MLS banner, it looks like, in the rest of the CONCACAF Champions League. We'll see what happens. But, Dick, thanks very much for being with us. It's going to be an exciting week of soccer with cup competitions and league competitions. And
always a lot to MLS talk about,
starting.
Andrew.
Thanks so much, and keep
my
warm
pleasure.
Up in
Take
Toronto.
Care.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week on our show talking international soccer. Later on, we'll have Michael Lewis talking U.S. soccer. But up next, it's the Rochester Lancers Offensive Player of the Year. Joey Tavernese will join us. The Lancers face the Syracuse Silver Knights in the MASL playoffs this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the BCA, and also Sunday at 4 p.m. at the On Center in Syracuse. Joey next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1. 1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
What you do to me, it's so new to me. What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me when you're holding me tight.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. The Rochester Lancers kick off their first round of MASL playoff series against arch rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Be there in person to cheer your Lancers as they look for their first ever playoff win. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. The Lancers travel down the thruway to face Syracuse in game two of their playoff series on Sunday afternoon. Noon at 4 p.m. Come support your Rochester Lancers as they make their first steps to taking home the MASL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I gotta let the Italian music start up here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And always proud to, happy to play some traditional music here on our show. This is Andrew Battisti. Joe Suriani will be back with us next Monday. Joining us right now, speaking of paisans, joining us right now is the Rochester Lancers Offensive Player of the Year for 2014-2015. And he certainly showed it on Sunday. 4 goals and 2 assists as the Lancers dropped a heartbreaking 25-23 decision to the Baltimore Blast. But this Sunday, or this Thursday and Sunday, the Lancers will play home and home with the Syracuse Silver Knights in the first round of the MASL playoffs. Joining us right now is Joey Tavernese. And Joey, what a game on Sunday. You had 10,000 people. I think you entertained and made every one of them happy and proud to be a Lancer fan. And just congratulations to you and the whole organization.
Thank you. I mean, it was a great game. Unfortunately, we came up on the losing end of it. It definitely was entertaining. I'm sure the fans enjoyed it, but us as the players, we were there to do a job and win, and unfortunately we came up a bit short.
But, you know, it almost like it wasn't just a moral victory. It put the seed of doubt, I think, into Baltimore because, you know, they came in and, you know, they've never lost to the Lancers, but they were within, you know, that close. I'm pulling my fingers about an inch apart here. They were that close to losing that game. And if not for a couple of breaks, a couple of bad bounces, a ball hitting the post, a couple of own goals, I mean, it could have certainly gone the other direction. And it was an even game the whole way. Neither team could really break away from the other one.
Yeah, I mean, we had a ton of chances. We were very good offensively. We probably could have scored more for sure. We had a bunch of post crossbars. Their keeper made a couple of key saves. On our part, we just gave up way too many easy goals, too many mistakes in the back. And if you give up easy goals and you make mistakes, especially a team like Baltimore, they're going to punish you. And unfortunately, that's how it came out, not to mention our 3 penalties in the last 6 minutes of the game. So.
That was the tough one. I mean, you guys killed Baltimore had penalty or power play was running about 50, 55 to 60%, I believe. You killed off the one power play, and then immediately after that, it was a second penalty for excessive fouls, and they were right back on the power play. They ended up being the winning goal of the game. So, you know, it happens, but you know, I think, again, you proved that you can play with the best teams in the league, and you're going into the game on Thursday against Syracuse. You know, Syracuse, you know, it was three wins each for the two teams this year. It's a very even matchup. So what are you guys going to be working on? Are you doing anything differently, do you think, for the playoffs, or is it just going to be business as usual, continue to improve on what you guys have been doing all season?
Yeah, I mean, as of late, where last six games were 4-2, could have easily been 5-1 if we would have won the game yesterday. But we're just going to look to keep doing, build on what we've been doing. It's been working. We're pretty confident going into play Syracuse. Even though the record's 3-3, we had big leads in two other games that we dropped, and we feel that we should have probably been a 5-1 series winner this season. But it doesn't matter anymore. The slates are clean now, and you just got to win two games and you advance. So we're just going to look to build on what we've been doing. It's been working. We've been creating a lot of goals. We've been defending well. We just have to limit and minimize the mistakes, as I said earlier, and we should be fine going in there. We're pretty confident about it.
The last game against Syracuse, last couple of games, you actually didn't get a big lead on them, unlike the couple other games before that where they came behind. The last two games have been very tight all the way, and you guys have come away with very close victories. Do you think that the games this weekend are going to be close as well?
I would assume so. I mean, I would hope they're close and entertaining, although I'd love to blow them out in both games and move on relatively easy. I don't really see that happening. The last two games that we did win was the 10-8 game and the 9-7, so obviously they were close. The defending's good. Everyone knows it's a rivalry, so when we're there, when we're playing against each other, crowds are into it. Everybody's really buckling down defensively, so goals are a bit more harder to come by. So, as I said, the key is to limiting your mistakes and taking advantage of the mistakes that the other team makes and making sure that you finish those opportunities.
Joe, you were named the Offensive Player of the Year for the Rochester Lancers. What does that mean to you?
To be honest, I'm just an average player. I work extremely hard on the field during games and off the field after practice and stuff. I'm always trying to improve. So it's nice to be rewarded for something like that, but I honestly have to give most of the credit to my teammates. I'm good at getting in areas in front of goal and positions to score, but my teammates do a lot of the work to find me in close and around the goal, and I do a decent job of finishing, but sometimes they're relatively easy goals to tackle. So as much as I like the credit and I appreciate it, I have to give credit to my teammates who are the ones who passed me the ball in front of the goal as well.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, if you think about the makeup of a team, you know, you have, you know, Mauricio Salas, who obviously was the leading scorer of the team. He's got, you know, the Brazilian flair. You have the Enrique with the Costa Rican style. But, you know, I'm Italian just like you, and the Italian strikers are known as they're the terminators, they're the finishers, the Paolo Rossis, the Balotellis, you know, the players like that who just find a way to score goals. That's what you're paid to do, is score goals. So, you know, I think it's a great mix that we have on this team, and I think it's going to serve us well as we move into the playoffs.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, we've got a bunch of different cultures, a bunch of different styles, but they come together and they mix up well. Mauricio's got great striking ability. We've got players like Enrique, Hoxie, and Jekyll, Jeremy Ortiz, who are quality on the ball, dribbling, going at people. And you've got the hard workers, Jay, Basso, myself, Elliot, who are there to do the dirty work, keep the ball out of the goal, and also clean up the scraps in front of the goal to score. So we have a good makeup. We've just got to bring it all together for the playoffs. Like I said, it's a new season. Anything can happen. Doesn't matter what the records were in the regular season, because everyone's 0-0, and it's eventually lose and go home.
How important is it to have a big crowd like we had on Sunday at Thursday's playoff match, especially at Syracuse? They always bring a traveling band of fans, and they tend to be very loud and, I don't want to say obnoxious, but very passionate. Let's put it that way.
We could say obnoxious or passionate. They add to the atmosphere of the game. So as much as maybe I find it annoying with their horns and their drums, it definitely adds to the game, and I enjoy playing in front of a hostile crowd like that. They make the game much more fun to play and entertaining. For the crowd, for us, it's extremely important. I mean, even when we played against Baltimore, again, we were unlucky to come up, but I've been here 3 years, and when I scored to make it 23-21, I never heard the Blue Cross Arena erupt like that. I've been to Amherst game, Nighthawks games, Razor Sharks games. When we scored that goal, the place literally erupted, and it was a chilling feeling. It was something special to be a part of. And playing on Thursday, if we can have a crowd even close to that with the same excitement and passion and being as loud as they were, it will only help us to go on the runs and eventually win the game and look forward to moving on in the playoffs.
Well, again, the game is Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena, 872-KICK, or go to rlancers.com to get your tickets. And Sunday afternoon, there's no more NFL, you know, NHL and NBA, you know, who cares about those? It's only the regular season. This is the playoffs. Short trip down the thruway. It's 4 p.m. kickoff. It's daylight savings time, so it will still be light when you get out of there. Drive home to Rochester. So we encourage all the Lancer fans. This is a local derby. It's like, you know, Chelsea against Fulham. It's Arsenal and Tottenham. It's Juventus and Torino. It's Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. The local teams. So it's important to get out there to Syracuse as well for game two, because both games are critical. It's home and home, and if it ends up equal, then it's a mini game in Syracuse. So, you know, Joey, we appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you guys the best of luck this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of excitement. Playoff soccer is always very, very exciting, and I wish you guys all the best of luck.
Definitely, and thank you. I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.
Thanks, Joey. Joey Tavernese of the Rochester Lancers. Again, 7 p.m. kickoff, Blue Cross Arena this Thursday. Lancers and Syracuse, you don't need to say anything more than that. When we come back, we're joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the start of the 20th season of Major League Soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WISL. Mamma mia, da pensado. Si turun la gangare e dov'è e dovene sembrano usati c'è manetene.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back for another season of exciting top-flight women's pro soccer starting this spring. The Flash kick off the 2015 schedule on Sunday, April 14th in Seattle against the NWSL regular season champion Reign at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This year's Flash home opener is Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Flash season tickets are now on sale. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers kick off their first round of MASL playoff series against arch rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Be there in person to cheer your Lancers as they look for their first ever playoff win. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. The Lancers travel down the thruway to face Syracuse in Game 2 of their playoff series on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Come support your Rochester Lancers as they make their first steps to taking home the MASL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. It's located at 919 South Witten Road, Suite 204. Number to call is 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Michael, how's things going down in New York?
So far so good. Just keeping my fingers crossed that some sort of deal will be worked out between the management and the players before this weekend.
Yes, or else we won't be starting MLS. But before we get to that, just happened to see posted on Twitter some big news for Rochester and big news for the Red Bulls, too. Their coach has been announced, and certainly a very familiar name to Rhinos fans and to soccer fans in the U.S. John Wolanek has been named as the head coach of Red Bulls, too, who will face the Rhinos in the first USL match this coming three and a half weeks away, March 28th in at Red Bull Arena. So, Mike, what do you think about that announcement?
I'm very, very happy for John. He has worked hard as a player and as a coach, learning the intricacies of the game, essentially as a mentor right now. And, I think it's an obvious step up for him and a deserved promotion. And, I think a lot of people in this area, you don't have to be a Red Bulls fan to appreciate what he meant to the team. He was never an all-star, never a designated player or anything in that category. But it just seemed he was one of those fan-favorite players who would come off the bench and change the course of the game with a goal. That's what he did so well. I think he had maybe 40-some-odd goals in his career. It just seemed like every one of them was an important one. I understand it wasn't the case, but that was through hard work. He had God-given talent, but I think he made the most out of his talent as well, too. Never a regular, a spot starter. Anything that happened to him, I think we all said, couldn't happen to a better guy. And getting that head coaching position couldn't happen to a better guy as well.
And he played 15 matches for the Rhinos championship team in 2001, scored just one goal, but certainly was a big part of the team that helped the Rhinos to their last championship, their last trophy since it's been 14 years, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. The first game is, again, March 28th at Red Bull Arena. First game for MLS is supposed to be this weekend, but it's still up in the air with the work stoppage potential. Michael, what's the latest you're hearing?
They're just negotiating. I know they brought in a federal mediator to hopefully break things down. I just keep hearing it's 50-50. Neither side is giving much news to the media. The last thing I've heard, I've talked to a couple players, and they are not telling, or they're just saying we're still trying to work things out. The time or the clock is not on any one side right now, because the league has to start making decisions by Wednesday, Thursday at the latest, on whether or not teams will travel for the weekend game. So some tough decisions to be made if there will be a work stoppage. I just hope, even if there isn't an agreement made, maybe cooler heads will prevail and say, you know something, we're negotiating in due faith for both sides. Let's continue talking and let's get the season going. I just hope that's the case. What's at stake here? There's so much. I'm not going to go into it. The overall picture locally, let's say, or the short term, you've got two expansion teams opening up this weekend. Big deal in Orlando. They've sold out the Citrus Bowl, 60,000 people. They're playing another expansion team, New York City FC. That's a big deal for them. If the season does not begin whenever they do start their respective seasons, it's not going to be the same hype by any means. And it will be a pity. I really feel sorry for the Central Florida soccer fans if that does not happen. Hell of a way to start a soccer franchise.
They've been waiting for this date for a long, long time, and you know, this is a big, big deal. Like you said, there's only one other professional team down there. It's the Orlando Magic, and this is certainly a big deal. And Red Bull, you know, the New York City FC kicking off is a big deal. But, you know, the first game is supposed to be Friday night. It's the defending champion LA Galaxy hosting the Chicago Fire. It'll be on UniMas starting at 10 p.m., hopefully. And then Sunday, there's a triple header on Sunday. You know, you've got, the aforementioned Orlando City Lions against New York City FC at 5 p.m., then 7 p.m. it's Salt Lake and the Red Bulls, and then ending up with the Seattle Sounders and 60,000-plus people taking on the runners-up from last year's MLS Cup and the Rhinos affiliate or Rhinos parent club, the New England Revolution. And it would be a shame if all those games didn't happen. But
indeed. You know, I have a stake in one of those games. I'm supposed to be covering the Orlando City NYCFC game for Newsday and for BigAppleSoccer.com, and obviously I have to look at when I have to pull the plug on my plane reservations, hotel reservations, car reservations. I hope I don't have to do that, but it's something I'm going to be looking at very intently. I hope I don't have to make follow that course of action, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope cooler heads will prevail, especially, you know, this being the 20th anniversary season. It would just not be good. But, you know, this is where you have mediators and negotiators, and, you know, labor disputes are not an easy thing. But so we'll see what happens. But, Michael, from your perspective on the two New York teams, what do you expect to see? If the games happen, as we hope they do, what do we expect to see from the what are they calling themselves, the New York City FC? Do they have a nickname, or is it just sort of New York City FC at this point?
It's just New York City FC, nothing official yet. I think something blue or light blue will somehow emerge. We'll see what transpires with that. Drives me crazy because I have to use it for a pronoun instead of there because there's no really nickname. But I could overcome it. We'll start with the established team, Red Bulls. They really don't. I mean, Bradley Wright Phillips is their DP, but he's not a big time, you know, well established European player type DP. Should be a competitive team somewhere in the middle of the pack. They're not going to have the fabulous Thierry Henry or Tim Cahill. And I think they're going to be more of a down-to-earth team, hard-working team. I'm just wondering off the field how they are affected by the firing of Mike Pecky as coach and the new system brought in by Jesse Marsh. You know, if they don't get off to a good start, is this going to be a bad omen for the rest of the season?
NYCFC?
I'm sorry?
New York City FC in about 1 minute, okay?
Sure, no problem. I see them contending for a playoff berth, unless there are many, many injuries. I think Jason Kreis is one of the best coaches in the league. David Villa, Frank Lampard are really going to add a lot of class to the team. They have to work on their defense, but they're going to be battling for a playoff berth.
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised if they're called the Blues, just like Manchester City is called the Blues. I don't think you'll call them the Citizens. I don't think that would work. But yeah, you never know. Maybe they would call them. That would be a unique name for a team in the United States. But those are the two nicknames of the parent club or the affiliated club, whatever you want to call them. But
right.
Should be exciting. I hope you can get down to Florida, not just for the games, but for the nice weather.
I hear you on that. I hope so too. But my main concern is to watch some soccer.
Okay, well, good luck, Michael. Hopefully it all works out. If not, we're only have a lot to talk about next week.
Well, for sure. Have a good one, huh?
Thanks, Michael. You too. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we'll have the report from Michael on whatever happens with MLS, if the games are played or not. We'll talk about that next week's show. Also, I want to thank Joey Tavernese, Rich Randall, Soccer Sam, the whole bunch from the Lancers. Lancers, Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights, and then Sunday at 4 against the Knights in Syracuse. 872-KICK to get your tickets. Rhino, 6 p.m. Friday against Niagara at Roberts Wesleyan. This has been Andrew Battisi with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.